Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And it were very funny.
Okay.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, checking out the episode, checking out the series. Please hit the subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. New ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, three a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones. Do so at iTunes, Apple Podcast, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video versions. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Angel Olsen. She's going to hop on the line. We're going to talk about her new record called Big Time. It's an album that finds Angel leaning into the Americana sound, taking inspiration from folks like Lucinda Williams, George Harrison, Big Star, 70s country. She's also going to tell us about her time-traveling dreams, how they directed her story and the lyrics, as well as the Twin Peaks meets the Twilight Zone companion short film that also tells the story of her parents' passing and her own coming out. We'll get the backstory on her 80s covers EP, thoughts on acting, and one of my favorite of the album cuts, All the Flowers. So let's get into this, shall we? We're talking Big Time. It's Kyle Meredith with Angel Olsen.
Hi.
I'm in love with your music every single time, and the new record is no different. Big Time is kind of amazing. Congratulations on this.
Thank you.
When did you decide what kind of record this was going to be, and I guess why?
I mean, I didn't really know. I guess I knew that there would be like some Americana influence on it, of course, because I had written like five songs that kind of loosely fell into that, and some that like really definitely did. So I knew that it would be like leaning into that more. But then there were some other songs that were completely different and really like rocking and like more jazzy. And, you know, so I was like, okay, we just need to build a bridge between these two somehow, you know. But I finished writing most of the songs in 2020, like the fall of 2020. So
when you've got like the songs that you did lean into the Americana vibe, like when you've got that classic sound, does that then sort of dictate how you approach the lyrics, like just beyond the feel of it? Does it kind of direct you in that way as well?
Well, a lot of times I write the lyrics first. I think I had been listening to a lot of like 70s country and Lucinda Williams, and I listened to a lot of like George Harrison, and I don't know. Yeah. Like a lot of stuff like Big Star, like where like Big Star slower songs, where I was like, oh, I like that there's space and like the words are simple, but they're profound, like in those kinds of songs, you know, and country music, you can say a lot in a simple way. And I think I just wanted to like try my version of that out, I suppose.
It's interesting too, because, you know, there you are in this mood. And then before we get this album though, we got the 80s covers EP, which is sort of, I guess, you know, the juxtaposition against that. Did that EP, I don't know, offer anything towards this record?
No. No, that EP, you know, like I have a friend here who just opened a studio called Drop of Sun, and he had been working at in his basement. He had a studio in his basement, and then him and his wife finally got together and got this space in on Haywood Road in Asheville. And it's amazing. It's like a huge space. It's so beautiful in there and so vibey. And I just, yeah, I think he and I were just wanting to make something together. And I had entertained working with him on the record, but it just felt like I needed to get out of town to record like some of these more intimate songs. And so I thought, well, it'll be fun to do like a covers record and do like some weird synth music. And I was the winter of like, I would say Isles was recorded. When was it recorded? It was recorded like in the winter time when I was kind of like during the pandemic and I was feeling kind of depressed and I just didn't know what was going on in the world. And I kind of had to push myself through it to go to the studio. But once I was there with him and we were like working on it together, I was like, oh, I'm so glad I did this. So for me, it was just like a necessary thing to do to have fun and experiment with like instruments I didn't know about, like Moog synths and shit, you know?
Yeah, it's fun, but it's also, you know, so interesting. Of course, your takes on those songs, like I would have never imagined like the Safety Dance in that way, but there's, you know, I think for me,
Adam, who recorded it, absolutely hates that song. So we had to like, I had to beg him to record it with me. And he said, well, we're going to make it really weird. And I was like, of course we are, yeah, you know?
Yeah. The weirder, the better for this. But that's, you know, that's what there becomes this sort of ethereal thing, which, you know, you've kind of woven through your music throughout the years. And I definitely hear that, you know, on the, I guess I'd say the less Americana songs on Big Time here, but there's a dreamy quality. You have a song called Dream Thing. I mean, your dreams and haunting and ghosts, I mean, they populate this record too. And the more and more I listened to it, I started getting this Twin Peaks, Julie Cruz vibe in my head.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Right. And you know, that's,
oh my God. Yeah. Hell,
just a complete coincidence with her unfortunate passing. But then you go and you make a short film. And I thought, oh no, this makes sense because this completely fits in with what I was seeing, you know, in these songs. I should ask, where did the short film idea come from? What did you want it to say? And do you see your songs as you're creating them in that way?
I think there are elements that I see and the songs, but by the time we make the videos, it's changed. For, you know, I think Through the Fires is probably visually the closest to the way that I visualized it when I wrote it. But, you know, a lot of the video has to do with stuff that doesn't have to do with the record. For example, my parents passing and like coming out. And I wrote a lot of the songs before I came out and before my parents died. So, but my mother passed away, I've been having a lot of dreams. I've had dreams my entire life, but never as much as I have lately. And I think it's just because I'm processing a lot more these days. I don't know. But my mother passed away and I just kept having these weird, vivid time travel dreams. And I then got obsessed with watching Twin Peaks, but also the Twilight Zone. And so there were elements of like the Twilight Zone. There's one of the first few episodes of the Twilight Zone is like this person like walking to a place where like no one is, like no one is there, no one lives there. You know, he goes into a diner and there's like hot steam on the plates and like,
oh, I know the one you're talking about. It's a great episode. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I just wanted to make something that was kind of dreamlike in the way that these dreams had affected me. But also when I worked with Kim Stuckwich on the Like I Used To video with Sharon Van Etten, I really like felt inspired by her and her work. And I was like, oh, I got to reach out to her because she's already getting gigs with like Olivia Rodrigo. Like she's like blowing up right now. So I reached out to her and realized we had the same birthday And we got on the phone to talk about video ideas. And then she started talking to me about her life experiences. We stayed on the phone for like an hour and a half talking about how she literally has walked through fire and survived. And yeah, it was just like, it just seemed so necessary to make something together because of the things that I was writing on the record and how it related to her past and her life. So we created something kind of together where she used fire as a theme in a lot of it, and you know, created a plot around, you know, insecurities that had been there, but maybe not with the same people. You know, we sort of like took all of the dreams that I had, took all of her life stuff and shook it up in a bag and created a film, you know? But I do think that when I write stuff, it's pretty visual. And I feel very like, I think the experience of acting was interesting, though I don't know if I will again. I think that ultimately, the only reason I wanted to act in it is because like so much of it was about my personal experience. But in the future, I think, yeah, it would be really cool to just figure out a way to make visual, you know, to make more visuals, not necessarily just music. But I will say it's always, you know, people think it would be fun to be an actor or something, but you don't really get much say in what you have to do. You don't get to like have like final cut of what's happening. I do because I'm a musician and they're my videos, but that's a very rare circumstance. But in music, you know, if you write music, you get to be you can be the singer, you can be the writer, you can be the actor, the director, you can do all of those things. And it's over in like 5 minutes, which is amazing. You don't even have to spend a year and a half like working on the production of it. It's just, I mean, I guess you do because you're on tour, but I mean, like of the specific visuals, like you can just focus on the small thing that you're making, which I would never trade in a million years. I won't trade it.
Well, you still made just this. It really is. It's such a beautiful film. You know, and the whole concept, and I love hearing about, you know, especially the time traveling through your dream. Was there do you find that you go to certain eras when you're time traveling through your dreams?
I went back to like the 60s a lot, and I went back to there was like a time, like part of the dream that that I had was like I went to a place that wasn't really a time. It was just like people weren't dead and they weren't alive, and it was just kind of like a moss garden, you know. It was just like this landscape and people were wandering around, and yeah, I don't know, it was very vivid. And I often am like, wow, I wish that I could remember every detail of my dreams, because they sometimes they're so much fun, I'd rather be sleeping, you know. Right. But then of course, you know, life sucks you back in and you get consumed and overworked and you don't have time to dream anymore. So, but right now I'm dreaming a lot and I'm still writing a lot. So maybe I'll make some more things related to it. But in the meantime, yeah, I feel very happy with the way that it all came together. Yeah.
Well, I can say that as a fan as well. I'm so happy with the way this came together. I quickly want to ask about one of the songs on here too. All the Flowers might be one of the prettiest songs ever created. And surprising, it's sort of got a classical feel to it. It reminds me, the melody you're using, it's almost like a little bit Mozart, which is not something, that's not usually one of my references when I'm listening to music, but it's there. You know, where did that song come from? If you don't mind getting specific on that one, because it's a favorite moment of mine on the record.
It's crazy because I feel, no, I'm just joking with you. No, but I thought, you know, I think I wrote that song in the summertime of like 2019. I don't remember. It's always interesting to find out like what people are most affected by, but I just think that the words are so simple, and just like the fact that I'm singing about being alive is so like, I think that maybe that's why people are so, because this is a song that's come up with friends a lot. And they're like, this is my favorite song on the record. I'm like, huh, interesting. And like, so I literally just have to sing about being alive. And like, that's, that does it for you. But I don't really know. I think part of it is also just like, it cracks me up when the harpsichord comes in, you know, like, I'm like, well, I'm like, and now we're at the Ren Fair, you know, it, and, but I feel, I think for me, it's, it, it is, I think that that song is probably effective because it's just about a simple thing that everyone deals with, you know, and I wrote it, you know, on a really nice, like just in my backyard on a summer day, like just thinking about how, you know, when I was younger, I just thought, oh, you know, I want to be surrounded by people and I want to get to know all these people. But it's, the truth is, like, there's so much beauty and truth and love to find in one person. And it can be incredibly difficult to connect with just one person, you know. So I was just reflecting on how it's hard enough just figuring out who you are, but then even harder to be like, and now I am, is my connection with you real, or is it just me connecting with myself mirrored back at me? You know, which we don't have to go too far into. I'll get too tangential. And before you know it, you're like, what are we even talking about anymore? But yeah, I think I spend some time. I try not to spend too much time thinking those kinds of thoughts because they would drive me insane. But that's why there's music. So you can put them into songs.
And then you, I mean, you do, you become the ghost and go home. And, you know, I guess going further on what you were saying there, the way all the songs play together is what I'm getting at here. It's just, you know, as an album, it's just so, I get so much out of it. One of those albums, the more and more I listen, there's a new story, there's a new point. You know, there's something new for the movie that's going out of my own head, I guess. And that's beautiful. That's just beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's probably the most comprehensive record I've made. You know, like, I think I've spent a lot of time trying to play Catch Me If You Can, you know, with genre. And I never really wanted to fit into any one mold just because I don't like it. I don't like how trapping making art can be, you know. You make something and you're proud of it, and then everyone knows you for that thing. So then you feel trapped by being known only for that thing, and it keeps you from being able to publicly or just inwardly like feel like you've evolved. Because, and you do it to yourself because you make yourself important by making art and then trying to share it with everyone. But I think I think that's actually part of the reason why I just continue to make stuff, because I'm like, okay, I'm ready to change. I've changed, and it's time for me to make something very different. But I think that this is the first time where I'm like, all these songs, like, not all of them are the same, but I would say a good half of them are just like a step up from the same chord progression, you know? And I think for me, a lot of it is, yeah, just about singing and saying things on this one. And not really, I didn't get too caught up in being preoccupied about whether or not like someone would think it was, yeah, just, you know, on All Mirrors, for example, it's like some of the songs have like a beat to them and some of them have strings and, you know, some of them are soft. And I think it can be difficult sometimes to absorb a record when it's all over the place in that way, though it's taken me a long time to admit that, you know.
Well, it's perfectly done on this. And I can't wait to see it on the tour. The tour with Sharon Van Etten and Julian Baker. I'm definitely going to catch one of those dates. And yeah, Angel, again, thank you so much for what you're doing and the art that you're putting out there, and especially taking the time to talk about it.
Thanks for taking the time too.
My thanks to Angel Olsen. The new record is called Big Time. It is out now. Thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Before you get out of here, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Again, 3 new interviews every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. Discover the new ones at iTunes, Apple Podcast, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube, the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org to where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, mostly on Twitter. All three of them, at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at HereYouAreAZ.com.